Reader's opinion 3 years on, no justice for Grenfell, no peace from Black Lives Matter. 3 years ago 72 people died in Grenfell Tower, in the richest borough of London, due to profit over safety seeking companies. Cheaper flammable cladding was used so the wealthy neighbors had a more pleasant view of the tower, which predominantly housed working class Black, Asian and minority ethnic, BAME, residents. There was a stay-put policy in place in case of fire, as originally the block was built to contain a fire in one flat. But after the cladding was put in place, no new risk assessment had been done and the stay-put policy was maintained. These deaths were totally avoidable, and happened because of cuts in profiteering. Still to this day, around 1,500 buildings with similar cladding house working class people living in constant fear. Mayor Ademini, Basingstoke, what has happened to avert such a tragedy in the future? The answer, precious little. Still hundreds of tower blocks, thousands of homes, clad in what amounts to solidified petroleum. 72 people murdered in their homes, and dozens made homeless by decisions made by people in the local Tory council, contractors and suppliers of inflammable cladding. Yet, not a single conviction, not even one prosecution. The Prime Minister at the time, this AMA, promised that all the residents would be rehoused in 3 weeks, yet some were still in temporary accommodation 2 years later. Incredibly, in the London borough where this happened, Kensington, over 1,000 homes lay empty and unused, a mockery to the families, in cramped bed and breakfast hotels. Mike Cleverly, Waltham Forest. Grenfell Tower remains a statue to British institutional racism. Tim Jones, Sheffield.